So I got ahead of myself. Nexus. One of the things that appears repeatedly in A Matter of AB, one of the themes, the leitmotifs, is that you can't persecute based on a person's membership in a particular social group unless the persecutor is aware of the victim's membership in that particular social group. That is, I would say, false, because it suggests that the persecutor has to have a level of sophistication that they can articulate why it is that what it is that motivates them to cause harm. The homophobic acts of a gang against a homosexual or a putative homosexual, you're not necessarily going to find direct evidence that it's because of that it is because of homophobia that they act in that fashion. You are permitted to point to patterns without actually having to quote the persecutor to establish that a central reason is the membership in a particular social group that you have that you've specified. So, but you need to be aware of the Attorney General's predilection for some explicit, some acknowledgement or awareness on the part of the persecutor that the social group exists and that the victim is a member of it. Okay. Unfortunately, one of the very, very, very useful cases in gang-based asylum claims or in claims involving any criminal organization is a matter of LEA, which recognized that family is a particular social group. I would think of it as a no-brainer. It rests on a great long train of precedent decisions out of circuit courts, and yet the Attorney General has signaled in a footnote in Matter of AB that he doesn't think family is a particular social group, and he's going to have a whack at Matter of LEA soon. So some practice pointers. A GPS for PSGs. How do you navigate the way through the narrow strait between particularity and visibility, the dual requirements? Okay, back to basics. Refuge to get asylum, you need to be a refugee. To qualify as a refugee, you need to establish that the persecution that you have suffered or that you reasonably fear is or will be on account of one of the five protected grounds. Focus here is on particular social group. The challenge is establishing that the applicant shares a common characteristic with other members of this group, but rather finding a definition that is at once particular enough to satisfy the adjudicator and also socially distinct or socially visible. I think visibility is actually a more an easier way to think of the challenge, even though the board has clarified it's not ocular visibility, right? But the idea is basically this particular social group, it should exist in the minds of the population of the country the person has fled. If you imagine a Harris poll, some great portion of Guatemalans who took this imaginary Harris poll would recognize the existence of married women as a particular social group, or so forth. And the more you bundle in adjectives in order to establish that your particular social group is... I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, as soon as you bundle in a bunch of adjectives to make sure that your particular social group is particular enough, you've made it disappear. And that is the challenge. And I don't have a solution, a simple solution at any rate, to that problem. The board in, I believe it was 2008, very deliberately set this trap. The grounds of, sorry, these criteria that the board has flagged, the particularity and social visibility, they were right when they said that these were concepts drawn from the UNHCR. But the UNHCR identified them as earmarks, ways to determine, two discrete ways of determining whether you had a particular social group cognizable under the refugee definition. Either visible or particular, not both. When the board adopted them both, they were very conscious of erecting two banks of rotating knives with very little space, if any, between them. And to compound the problem, we have this requirement that you must identify the particular social group right the first time. This is why I would suggest that even though it feels a little, squeegee, identify or articulate your particular social group in more than one fashion, one that bends toward visibility, another that bends toward particularity.